Hello, ciao, welcome once again to Italian Pod News and Feature Show, here to brought to you by
Coca-Cola.
No, shut up, Marco is in the studio, but is only here to interrupt us. That means Catherine Mates.
Hi everyone.
And Marco De Mutis. Ciao.
Sono io.
And what about me?
Hey, I told already that you're here just to interrupt us. You are Marco from English Pod.
Okay.
English
well,
Pod Marco.
Let me take over for a second here, Marco and Marco. I'm a little bit overwhelmed because, you know, one Marco is already more than enough.
Thank you. Two is maybe
too much to handle. So I will introduce, though, Marco Mejia, we've got here, who is the voice of English Pod, as you may very well know.
You can call him Naboo.
Or Naboo. It's the host of English Pod Global, so that's an English language podcast for people who want to learn English. Great, great stuff.
The language of the past.
And the present.
Stay on Italian Pod if you want to learn the language of the future.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right, Naboo?
right, noodles.
All right, so maybe we should talk a little bit about what we've got coming up this week, and then we can inform our listeners about great things to come.
Coming up on Italian Pod News and Feature Show in Piazza, the lessons of the week. Lesson number one coming up this Monday is...
Are you gay?
Are you asking me? Or no, twice a week.
Are you gay?
Twice a week.
Okay. Twice a week. Only on weekends. 75%
well,
hetero.
We've got a brilliant little episode about describing people and relationships and all sorts of private issues that maybe some nosy people want to pick up on. So you learn also how to tell people to get their nose out of your business. So that's a very important lesson. It's coming up on Monday.
Scandalous.
But Wednesday, we've got a very intriguing episode of Vatican Intrigues.
Vatican Intrigues, episode number 9. Wow, we are very close to the end of this installation.
So close, I can taste it.
So what happens on this one?
An unbelievable
Wait,
thing.
We,
this is
we
my,
don't,
one
we don't
of my
go into that no, because like, it's a mystery.
Any
so.
Little preview or something?
Let's just say that... No preview.
Well, I
don't want to spoil it. People need to...
I can give you a preview. There will be a gun. There will be a gun that will fire. I was no more. A gunshot.
Pop.
Say no more.
Okay.
All right. So then Friday, we've got another lesson coming up in this one. It's a Te lo dice Irene.
Te lo dice Irene. What is Te lo dice Irene, Marco?
It's a show
pop quiz.
Where Irene.
B.
Talks.
Irene? Minus.
What? It's a show where Irene tells you stuff about news and stuff from Italy.
Yes, it's an advanced media lesson.
Yeah, that's why I don't listen to it, because my Italian isn't that good.
Yeah, you speak Spanish, close enough.
Anyway, you know at least the tagline of Te lo dice Irene?
I thought it was Te lo dice Irene.
No, that's the title. Se te lo dice Irene,
è vero.
Dai, come on, everybody
knows Irene
it.
Says so, it's true. So Irene right. is actually... the host of this brilliant show with Marco, who adds, well, a little bit of sparkle.
I'm just there to, you know, moderate because Irene is like a volcano.
She's a machine.
She's
Anyway, it's a great show for those of you who feel that maybe the news, newspapers, things like that are a little bit too hard sometimes, but you really want to get that challenging, advanced content. So there's no real dialogue. It's a lesson that features some kind of article or published material that you can read, talk about, and then listen to on the show. So
sounds cool.
Very, very cool stuff there. What is the most exciting news item this week at Italian Pod, Marco?
Well, this week we celebrate the anniversary of the Facebook page.
We have a new Facebook page.
Yeah, so it's the anniversary of the first day of...
Or would it be
Facebook,
zero?
Oh, the first...
The minute, zero anniversary.
The first minute. It's already done.
It's already okay. done, yeah.
So, first minute of the Facebook page. I have a question.
Pretty please.
I have a question. We already have a group on Facebook. Why do we also have a page?
A group is a place where you as users can talk to each other. And the fan page is a place where we can distribute more information to you.
Right. So, we will be more interactive with you on the Facebook page, mm-hmm. showing you pictures and videos and having... contest maybe in the future. There's a rumor about something.
I hear that Italian Pod is gonna have some sort of contest coming up.
Well, we don't know yet, Marco, and actually you just spoiled the whole show because you wanted to keep it a secret, but fine, all right.
All right,
you
Marco,
invited him here.
So Marco Due, Pop quiz. What Italian phrase did you learn this week?
Don't say te lo dice Irene.
Te lo dice Irene. No. Te lo dice Irene, se verdad. I learned... Okay. I learned... I listened to the jogging dialogue and corso.
Corsa.
Corsa.
La corsa.
La corsa e la cigarretta.
La cigarretta.
Yeah, I learned that. Yeah, yeah.
Those two go very well together. Hand in hand, one might even say.
Well, in that dialogue, yes, they do. So, Marco, okay, now that we explained a bit about Italian pod, maybe you want to tell us a bit about your English pod.
Well, English pod took off a couple of months ago, and we've been growing and getting some more traffic from people. We are also on Facebook, so you can look us up at English pod.
After you look up Italian pod,
of course. Right? You can be a fan of Italian pod and English pod.
Not really.
And we also
either with us or against us. Anyway,
and we also have some cool contests coming up, and we're gonna have videos, and we're going to be coming out with extra shows. So if any one of you out there are not native speakers, or maybe you want to help out some of those fellow students who are learning English, you could come to englishpod.com and leave your comments and listen to some of our dialogues.
It's awesome stuff. It's very cool. The dialogues are super dramatic, and I have to say, some of us from the office feature very heavily in the dialogue.
Well,
so
I must say that Catherine is one of our star actresses in English pod. She could do drama, she could do action, she can cry. It's
do you want me to cry right
is
now?
It
do you
true
me, do you want me to cry right now? Because I'll cry right
you
now.
Could, yeah, no,
I've
it's
heard,
really good.
I've heard about a sex scene that Catherine recorded the other week that Arr, was then.
No one told me.
It was a bit spicy, but we're kind of trying to.
Let's just say there's also a pregnancy dialogue that comes up afterwards. So, yeah, lots of drama, lots of excitement over at English Pod. So we hope that you will get in touch with us via the website, ItalianPod.com, and of course, EnglishPod.com as well. We also have an email address, ItalianPod@PraxisLanguage.com. That's a way for you to get in touch with us without posting it to the entire community. And we hope that you have a great week. Enjoy the lessons and give us as much feedback as you can. Bye for now. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.
Bye.